Hello and welcome to the DMOB Smartphone Podcast, daily smartphone and tech news from around the UK.
This is the iPhone XS. I'm David and this is our review of Apple's new flagship. First impressions are predictably very good when it comes to how good this phone looks and feels in the hand. It's pretty much identical to the iPhone X that came before it, and that in itself is no bad thing. We're used to the S models being more focused on internal improvements rather than design changes. And this is exactly what we're dealing with here. It's worth pointing out that this color you see here is new. Apple calls it gold, although it isn't the traditional blingy type of gold. It's more subtle and classy than that, and I really like it. Still, if this gold color isn't your thing, the two previous color options from the iPhone X have been carried over, namely space gray and silver. Storage-wise, there are three options to choose from: 64 gigs, 256 gigs, or 512 gigs. Don't forget, whichever one you choose, there's no way to expand this. So make sure you have a model that's got enough storage for your needs. So if you're using an iPhone already and contemplating buying a XS, the chances are that you're coming from an iPhone 6, 7 or 8. In which case, the first thing you'll notice is the lack of the home button. As you probably know by now, that's because there's a new way of unlocking the phone, by using your face only. And it works amazingly well, using the hidden tech that's inside the notch at the top of the display. I just don't miss the home button at all. And I haven't done since I started using the iPhone X. In fact, the iPhone XS is even faster at unlocking, and I just love it. Similarly, navigating using iOS 12 swipe gestures has become second nature in no time at all, and I think you'll love it. The benefit of losing the home button is that we're now treated to an amazingly large screen, given the somewhat compact overall dimensions of the device. So the display that you're getting here with the XS is virtually the same display that's on the iPhone X. It's a 5.8-inch OLED panel with a pixel density of 468 ppi. Viewing angles are superb, blacks are very deep indeed, and overall, the colours look really vibrant but still natural. For those that use 3D Touch, it's still available here and it works as well as ever. Over on the back, you'll notice the beautiful glass, which of course means that the XS can be charged wirelessly. In fact, it will charge faster than the iPhone X, and that's always welcome. Up at the top, we have the dual 12 megapixel lenses. One lens is a telephoto for a 2x optical zoom, which has an f2.4 aperture, and the other is the excellent f1.8 wide angle lens. This setup works beautifully. Smart HDR has helped with levels of finesse across the board. Portrait mode works really well, and it's fun to adjust the levels of background blur after the image has been taken. Colors are beautifully natural. Detail is precise, and low light shots are more impressive than ever. An improvement even over the iPhone X. Both lenses have optical image stabilization, which helps out not just with photography, but with video capture too, which is absolutely fantastic on this phone. The 4K video footage I've captured has been excellent and looks superb at 60 frames per second. Over on the front, you'll be able to take excellent selfies with the 7 megapixel lens, which has an aperture of f2.2. There is a bit of beautification going on here, but it's not too intrusive. Living with the XS has been great, and watching back content on the XS has been fantastic, especially now that Apple has improved the audio quality and stereo separation. There is a lot to like here with the XS. I'll miss this phone a great deal. Overall, the device is astonishingly rapid thanks to its super impressive new A12 Bionic chip. It's noticeably quicker than the iPhone X, and that was one of the fastest phones I've ever tested. Speed-wise, this is one of the quickest phones of all time. I also really like the fact that we finally have IP68 water and dust resistance for this phone. All in all, this is a great device, but no phone is perfect. So what are the downsides and things to be aware of? Well, battery life is okay, but definitely not class leading. There's a 2658 mAh battery under the hood, which doesn't sound like a lot, but chances are, unless you're a very heavy user, you'll get through the day with no worries at all, thanks in part to the A12 Bionic chip with its 7-nanometer architecture, which consumes less power. There's no 3.5mm headphone jack, and there's no free adapter in the box, as there was with the iPhone X. Also, there's no fast charger in the box, so you'll have to buy that separately too, and it's quite expensive, which might put some people off. So what's the Direct Mobile's verdict? Well, I'd say double check that the cheaper iPhone XR doesn't meet most of your needs before you decide to go ahead. Because if it does, it'll save you a fair few of your hard-earned cash each and every month. Also, have a think about phones like the Mate 20 Pro from Huawei, as well as the S9 and the S9 Plus, and not to mention the Note 9. The Samsungs are one of the only flagships left that still include the headphone jack. which I know many of you out there still like to have. If you think the iPhone XS is for you and you're coming from an older iPhone, then I'd say it's definitely a sensible choice. Once you factor in the excellent iOS 12 software experience and the fact that Apple looks after its iPhone users as well, let's not forget that you're likely to get up to 4 or even 5 years worth of security and operating system updates. Then you realize that this is actually a really compelling phone. I'm David for Direct Mobiles TV, and I'll see you next time. Direct Mobiles has over 23 years of award-winning customer service. Find your next phone at Direct Mobiles.
Okay, that's it for this week. If you like what you hear, hit subscribe, and we can keep you updated on all the latest smartphone news and reviews as kind of new stuff's announced. Would love it if you could leave a review. We're totally new to this podcasting thing, so any feedback, things you'd like to hear more of or less of would be really be appreciated. If you want to kind of find out more about us, head to directmobiles.co.uk. That's our website, that's the home of our blog, news updates, latest offers across Samsung, Apple, Huawei, Sony, EE, Vodafone. They're all on there at directmobiles.co.uk. You'll also find us on YouTube, just search for Direct Mobiles TV, where you'll find unboxings and handset reviews of all the latest phones. Our new reviews of the iPhone XS and XR have just gone live on there. You'll find us on Facebook as well, Direct Mobiles UK, Twitter with Direct Mobiles UK, Instagram, Direct Mobiles. So wherever you hang out on social media and that, we're around. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Cheers.